This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. Hey, I was in a small grocery store located not too far from the Muskete homestead, picking up a couple things. You know, it's a sweet little store, always worth stopping in. You know, if you're out of onions, out of garlic, if you're out of, well, any number of things, because it's a well-stocked little store. But if you're out of these things, surely you wouldn't drive the 1 hour to Wilcox, the 1 hour to Benson, the 1 hour to Douglas, the 1 hour to Bisbee, when you can swing into a friendly little grocery store off Highway 191. And get those things. Anyway, I was behind a customer at the register, and she was explaining the Band-Aid wrapped around her middle finger and how she had smacked it with a hammer while doing some work. One of those, "I can't believe I did that" moments, I said to her. She smiled at me and said, "Amen." Oh, yeah, we've all had those, right? And I loved that she said, "Amen." What a marvelous word. What a great word. Amen. I mean, it's like, that's what I'm talking about. What you said. Ain't it the truth? That's right. Verily. Oh, yeah. And you know, when you respond to what someone said by saying, "Amen, you are together. You're in agreement. We're a brotherhood. We're a sisterhood. We're in this together." Let me hear you say, "Amen." And that's where my brain was going, driving away from that marvelous little grocery store just off Highway 191. I mean, I learned the word amen from having to repeat all the Lord's Prayer in elementary school. There are a bunch of strange words in the Lord's Prayer, especially if you're a first grader. I mean, it's just like a bunch of syllables, you know, and stumbling along phonetically. And I always nailed the end, amen. But none of it made any sense to me. Come on, you give all those strange words. And so when I got to the end, it might as well have been the end. And amen to that, for sure. Hey. Spring comes slowly to the uplands of southeastern Arizona. So while friends living in the Sonoran Desert are calling or emailing me with wildflower previews or updates, here in the uplands, we're not in the thick of a wildflower spring, you know, and I'm looking for any speck of color out there in the grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote. But listen, one recent Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, Ms. Muskete and I just had to leave the house, and we drove over to Fort Bowie National Monument. There's a very enjoyable loop trail there at Fort Bowie. You're supposed to follow the trail and the signage to the fort site first and then loop out. I like to do it backwards sometimes, and on that Sunday, we did it backwards. So that way, you climb up the north slope of a hill that brings you up above Fort Bowie. So out of the flats full of bromelia and canyon hackberry, and up, and a pinyon and juniper and oaks, it's a nice trail full of very cool switchbacks back and forth as you climb. And oh, the manzanita was blooming along the trail. Very cool. But, you know, I'm thinking, hey, God, someone give me a wildflower here. Give me a wildflower. And we saw a little pinkish, whitish daisy-like flower emerging from rocks. First we saw that one, and then we saw more, and we were seeing all sorts of lots of windflower, anemone tuberosa. If you look up that genus in a dictionary of plant names, you'll probably see that the accent is on the M-O, so anemone. But, not anemone. Oh, and then I got smart and looked it up in Hortus Third, an immense volume. Don't take it to bed and put it on your chest. It weighs several pounds. But it said the Latin generic is anemone, the English common is anemone. So now you know. It's from a Greek word, anemone, from Greek that means wind. It's the wind flower. Yay. Tuberosa must be referring to tubers, tuberous roots. That's where it's coming from every year. It's in the crowfoot family, Ranunculaceae, the 140 species found around the world. I can't remember how many are found in Arizona, but we got, I think, three. Around you and me, anemone. Anemone tuberosa is found from 2,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation. It is one of the earliest blooming spring wildflowers. Is that cool? Let me hear you say, amen. It is the early wildflower for us wildflower-deprived plant geeks, right? Amen. It's an early blooming spring wildflower that reminds us, my friends, over and over again, that the desert is beautiful. You want to say it with me? Amen. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.